because we've already heard a wonderful, inspirational presentation, thought-provoking. We've heard from the governor. So leaders, this morning, I'm going to talk about three things. Gratitude, vision, and advice. Gratitude, vision, and advice. So, gratitude. I appreciate you. Leaders, you have done remarkable work in the midst of challenging times. And here we find ourselves today with another opportunity to lead. And so I know that you will. Yes, there is chaos all around. But I know that my leaders of my public schools will do exactly that. You will lead. And so for that, I express my gratitude to you. Second, vision. You heard that the vision for North Carolina's public schools is achieving educational excellence. What does that mean? It certainly means academic achievement, but it also means character development. We're going to utilize a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. And we're going to combine it with a focus on excellence. You have to appreciate and understand I did not come out of retirement to settle for average. Okay. And so, this is where we're headed. We are going to be the very best public education system in the entire country. That is what we're going for. And so, yes, we'll have lots of headwinds. They're already there. We could use this time to sort of say, well, maybe is it the time for us to be the best? If we could just sort of get through, wouldn't that be good enough? I must tell you that there's 1.5 million students who aren't looking for us to just get through. They need us to pour into them because that is their right. And so, we'll get to it. We're in the midst of doing, as many of you know, and listening and learning to it. I've been across this state and have heard from many community members about what they want for our public schools. I've heard from students about what they want. We can deliver on much of what they want. I'm not worried about obstacles because I know I have leaders who will find a way. There are six pillars that uphold this vision. We'll enhance and build them out. They certainly include preparing each and every child for whatever's next for them. It certainly includes investing fully in public education. It includes revering our public school education. As many of you know, when I say those words, when I talk about educators, I'm talking about not only the folks in this room or our teachers. Talking about our bus drivers and our cafeteria workers, our custodians. Folks know when I visit a school now, they're getting a sense because they keep walking me in the classroom forgetting that I need to see the custodians. I need to see the cafeteria workers because they are our educators as well. So when I walk into your building, understand that I need to see everybody who's got a part to play. And why do I use the word reverence? Those that have been with me understand this fully and completely. But for those who have not, please appreciate the following. This is higher than respect. This is the best word I can come up with to tell you how much I appreciate you. You are doing transformative work. And so, you are part of a noble profession. I revere you. And here's the thing. As I've gone out into the communities across this state, can you best believe more folks are now coming up saying, you know, we used to revere our teachers. Let's get it back. And so we're on a journey to return our public schools and our public school educators to the pedestal for which they should be placed on. Here we go. It absolutely requires that we provide safe and secure learning environments. It absolutely requires that we engage our parents and community in this work. And then finally, it absolutely requires, and I wasn't doing this before, but I'm doing it now. We have got to celebrate the good in public education. Every day, every moment, there is something wonderful happening in our schools. Let's get at it and celebrate. So that gets me then to the advice. Here's what I'm going to leave. Excellence is the only option. Let's embrace it. That's number one. Number two, leaders. I started saying this in Guilford County Schools after I lost a leader who committed suicide. I don't know why it happened. I still don't. But I started saying in Guilford County Schools to my leaders, take care of yourselves. It's real easy. Get charged up. You heard Mo Green said there's no only one option. It's real easy to say we're going to be the best in the country and get out of the way obstacles. It's real easy to say we're going to do magical things for each and every one of our children. And I need you to do that. But I need you to take care of yourselves. Take a moment. Appreciate your loved ones. Take a moment to appreciate that you are loved. Take a moment. Take a moment. The work is too hard for us not to take a moment to appreciate ourselves. So, you've heard from me this morning. I was going to talk about a whole lot of other stuff, about legislative priorities and budget priorities and all of that. But I hope you've gotten a sense of what I see for our public schools for the state of North Carolina. I want to appreciate you. I hope you've got a sense the vision that we have for our state. And I hope you've heard my advice. I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you for being champions.